Hey, hi there. We're going to try this again. Sorry, I ran into problems on, let me adjust my camera. Shoot. Okay, let's see. Sorry about that. Seems like this display is different and no matter what you're doing. Sorry about that. I was trying to do this in Facebook so that you could just watch it in Facebook and not have to worry about the video stuff. But evidently, it's just not cooperating with me. Chrome only has live on the desktop, and it just, you know, I tried doing something earlier, and it was crapping out on me, and it actually crapped out and was just cutting the video. So I'm over here in Zoom recording this. And yes, I'm going to be looking at my notes and stuff as we go through the meditations. But let's I know we took a little minor break on the lessons because I wanted you to kind of get caught up. And I think you're pretty much caught up, got to handle everything. You've got your vision much in place, and you are now working your way through where you laid out your month, put your weekly steps. I'm assuming you got your weekly steps and everything in place. I think I made a comment that I couldn't find the files in Facebook. They just rearranged Facebook, so they're on the side. So look over on the side part, and you'll see the files. And I think that's where everything is now. It's kind of weird. I might have to do a screenshot so you can kind of see where they are, because I'm like, where are they? So, gotta love technology, always changing. And but today we're going to get connected. No, to that self-worth. So let's do just a quick recap of lesson one. Now, this is module two, the journey to me, which is the, you know, empowering you with that unstoppable confidence. So module one, we got you got the clarity. We're now in module two for the, you know, getting that confidence, and then we'll be moving over into module three, which is all about getting those clients and really getting into that whole money thing coming in. So we're getting your mindset kind of lined up. Now, we've been discussing things as far as your money-making activities and identifying things that, you know, your money-making, whatever kind of blocks may get into your way. So you should be doing some money-making activities already. They should be on your schedule of picking things that you are doing at least daily. And as you are going to be working through this, and you are laying out your action steps, you're going to find yourself shifting and understanding more and more about following that intuition, trusting it, and you won't have to work as hard. In fact, things will just start coming to you. The you know, with that vision, so a lot of times I find that with me, even doing my vision or laying out my you know, what my action steps are going to be. I almost do those on a daily basis and just allow things to unfold. But with that vision, it really helps you and moves you forward. And as you get more confident, as you're connecting more and more into that, your true authentic self, what I call your magical essence, and that magical essence will have you sailing through life. And really get through these oceans of possibilities. So let's just do a real quick recap of, okay, there we go. I want to make sure that, and I'm looking at notes here. Normally, like I said, when I'm doing this, I will we'll have PowerPoints and stuff to do it with. But I just want to do a real quick recap with lesson one. And that was, we were becoming aware of our self-worth. You know, receiving that inner treasure as a gift, and knowing that it does come filled, but you may not see it because of everything that's going on in your life, the stories that you're telling yourself, those limiting beliefs are hiding up. And so what we are doing is we're going to be going through this journey, and we're going to be uncovering all the stuff that's coming, that is inside your treasure chest. And that's what we're going to be doing in this lesson. We're actually going to have three meditations. You're going to be visiting three of the islands, which are the three of the steps of the Unstoppable Success System. We did the first two in last first session, which was the hope. Hope is the first step. And you did that when you wrote out your vision, being here. You're not letting go of that, which is great. And the second one was letting go of blame and taking responsibility. And when we talk about taking responsibility, that is taking responsibility for the things that you have control over. And that is your thoughts and your actions. You know, control over visualizing your dreams. And letting go of blame. And I know sometimes it can be real scary, but once you let go of that, step into that you are responsible for everything, and it actually down the road becomes more empowering. And when I'm talking about the empowering, that is what will help you sail through that ocean of possibilities. That is the wind behind your back. If you think of the magic lessons as your sailboat, moving you forward, your dreams, that vision you wrote out is the map of where you are going. Your thoughts will be navigating us. So that was what we kind of went through. And the last session, let me grab some water real quick. Sorry about that. Of course, if I had my bottle pre-opened, it might have been a little easier. Okay. And with that vision now, any kind of actions and stuff that you're taking, your thoughts and everything, should be guided by that vision that you wrote. So let's continue on this journey and I will have you like closing your eyes and listening as we're going through this. We're going to put you back on the ship, and we're going to be sailing forward. So let's be move forward here. And I do kind of my scripts and stuff that we'll be following. I will be putting the sheets up in both Facebook and in the Dropbox so that you'll have them to go through and to be able to work, you know, and work on them. Okay, so let's do this. Let me do a quick scroll here. I want to make sure I've got everything lined up because our first journey is going to be taking a trip, and I will be putting my glasses on because I want to make sure I'm reading the meditation stuff that as you're going through it. So I want you to go ahead and close your eyes, and you are back on the magical essence, and now you're sailing to the next island, which is the island of forgiveness. And as you approach the island and have docked, you are seeing a woman coming towards you. She's got long, wavy brown hair and brown eyes, and she's got a muted striped caftan on, and she's barefoot. And she kind of greets you in this cheery little British accent saying hello, which kind of surprises you. But you notice this peacefulness around her face. And the captain introduces you to this as Judith. She is your next mentor on this journey. And then Judith is going to escort you up to her cottage, which overlooks the bay. And you see this gorgeous flower garden. And it's very warm and inviting. It's a very lovely and peaceful atmosphere. And as you're walking through this garden, you're going to enter her cottage, and you're going to sit down on this porch. Now, you notice that she is barefoot, and she says, please go ahead and remove your shoes. She wants to be very, very comfortable here. And you're sitting down in the cottage on some wicker furniture, and you notice that there is a pot of fresh brewed tea and coffee sitting there, and she, and it's in a sterling silver set. So you notice the sterling silver set, and she leaves and goes over into the kitchen because she's going to grab, you know, a plate of treats for you. And then you notice on a shelf that she has a chest similar to you, but you notice that it is full of gems and pearls and silver and gold. And she comes back and she sits down on the porch and she puts the plate in front of you. And in the treasure chest, she takes it off the shelf and puts it down. And she actually pulls out a silver coin from the chest. And she tells you, you notice the silver coin. And she is going to tell you some of these traits about silver. And she says silver is one of the world's most unique and versatile and indispensable metals. And she says what makes silver so worthwhile is its unique combination characteristics not found in any other single element, just like you, you being this unique person. And she says that the silver represents the self-love of you. And she said it's important that you kind of separate yourself from your actions because through self-love, when you're loving yourself, you can easily start forgiving yourself as well. And on this island of forgiveness, this is why you're here, is that when you can separate yourself from your actions, this is going to become very important down the road here. And you're able to forgive yourself as you're moving forward. And she tells you a story about her favorite movie, which is called 28 Days. And she says that that in this movie, she shares about how two of the people have formed this friendship. And the movie actually stars, my mind just went blank there, Sandra Bullock and Viggo Mortensen, and they're Gwenny and Eddie. And part of the therapy is be doing this stuff, like the, you know, these chores around this rehab where they're at. And they form this relationship, and they're out there in the stable where they're taking care of the horses. And Eddie starts sharing some of his stories about what it was like when he was this coke addict and all these bad things that he did while he was addicted to these drugs. And then when he kind of got done, he kind of asked Gwen to share some of her stories. And she wouldn't do it. She just got, no, you don't need to hear them, and got kind of nasty with them and kind of like told them off about sharing these stories and just stormed out. And later she goes and looks for him and kind of apologizes. And she goes, look, she says, I'm sorry I got kind of lost my temper. But she goes, I know how people see drunks, how people feel about leaving their three-year-old nephews in cards and saying the last thing that, she wanted to do is drudge up all of this humility, 15 years of humility, in front of somebody. And he says that those were things that she just did, that they were not her, that those were just things that she did, but they were not a reflection of who she is. In fact, he tells her, those are things that you've just done. They are not who you are. And people make mistakes. And who you are is just fine. And Judith shares with you that she too had to go through rehab and learned to forgive herself as well. Because she says with mistakes, here's the things that she learned about it. She said mistakes actually means making important steps taken, acquiring knowledge, experience, and solutions. And she says the three things about mistakes is that everybody makes them, you make mistakes, and you need to forgive yourself for making them. And she shares something with you that, you know, is kind of powerful. She says that when you don't release mistakes and can't make them or not comfortable with making them, you fall in that trap of perfectionism. And when you are in that perfectionism, that's when you get into that people pleasing and that you're not good enough phase. And if only it could be more better like people, and you get into the comparison, and then you lose the sight of this wonderful person who is worthy of everything that they need to have, want. And so she tells you that, you know, by, you know, sharing, you know, your thoughts and everything, and learning to let go of this perfectionism, you can go on to being who you are. And that you can never do anything better than where you are aware of. So as you become more aware of yourself, you can forgive yourself knowing that you act at your level of awareness. And here's the more powerful thing, that everybody acts at their level of awareness too. So forgiveness is very, very powerful. So it becomes important for you to also be able to forgive others as well. But you do need to kind of forgive yourself. And to remember that, you know, that forgiveness, once again, is all about making mistakes. It's human to make those mistakes. And the first step towards, she wants you to kind of remember the, you know, the silver. She said, think about silver, that if it's not being polished or being loved, kind of think of that as being loved by polishing, then it becomes tarnished. So it's really important that you are loving yourself and taking care of yourself and kind of thinking of that, yeah, you polish it silver, allows that self-love to shine through. And through forgiveness, you can take care of yourself. And what she suggests is the possibility of, you know, how can you show some love? How can you show forgiving yourself for some other actions? And she actually has a card that she gives you that has some tips on it. And some of that is like forgiving yourself for your past actions. Stop all criticism of yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with negative thoughts. Treat yourself as you would treat somebody you love. You know, change, you know, gently change your thoughts of self-hatred to more loving ones. Stand in front of a mirror and say, I love you, and hug you, hug yourself. Praise yourself. Be loving of your flaws. Take care of your body. She says, just start thinking of ways that you can show self-love to yourself. And she reminds you that you are a worthy person. And she tells you that whatever you are choosing to show self-love, to repeat that over the next 7 days. So you're going to pick something out. And over the next 7 days, you're going to write about it. So now the captain signals it's time for you to come on board. So you say goodbye to Judith, and you go on board the Magical Essence again. And you go down into your room, and you look at the list that Judith has given you. You're going to pick out one thing for you to write and that you want to do. And you open up your chest, and you notice all of a sudden there's some silver in it. Because you're now seeing that, the love that you kind of have for yourself. And on that scroll, three more affirmations have magically appeared. And they are, I love and accept myself. I treat myself with unconditional love. And I am perfect exactly as I am. Okay, now I kind of want to have you open your eyes. And go ahead and take your guide sheet and kind of go ahead and fill out that acronym for mistakes. In fact, we can do this right now. Remember, the M represents many. The I is important. The S is for steps. T is for two, T-O. Acquire is for the A. Knowledge is K. E is for experience, and S is for solution. So remember that acronym for mistakes. Many important steps taken to acquire knowledge, experience, and solutions. And remember, your actions are not who you are. Those are just things that you've done. Who you are is just fine. And now we're going to realize why it is important to separate those actions from who you are, from who your core authentic self is, because we're about ready to head to the island of gratitude. So if you need to finish out your sheet, picking your thing that you want to focus on for the 7 days, go ahead and put this on pause, and I'll be right here waiting. Okay, now we're aboard the magical essence, and we're going to be heading to our next island, which is the island of gratitude. And you are heading to the island of gratitude, and you come to the next island, and as you get off the island, the captain escorts you to this new to a shop, and it's a shop for a graphic artist. And you are walking in, and he introduces you to Marcus. And Marcus has a receding hairline with salt and pepper hair. And he has laugh lines around his eyes when he smiles. He's got a long face and a gentle smile. And the captain bids you farewell after you two have met. And Marcus invites you to sit down into a little sitting area there in his studio. And you noticed on the wall that there is this graphic up there with the words, "The master key to open all doors of possibility and true greatness is gratitude." And you make a remark on how you love that saying. And Marcus shares with you that, yes, that was a favorite quote of his as well. And that, you know, he wanted that up there to remind him of all the blessings that came into his life. Because he shares with you that he had reached a point with his business and everything that he just was not happy. He just was not satisfied. He complained and griped about everything and was putting a lot of undue stress on himself, worrying about paying the bills, and that eventually he had a heart attack, but he survived that heart attack and realized that he was given a second chance in life here. And one of the things that somebody had taught him while he was in this hospital was to start writing this gratitude list. And to start this list off with, "I wonder why God has blessed me with this," and then write it down, realizing that everything we have comes from God, that he is our source provider for everything. Everything is his. He owns it, but he gives it to us. And he said that he realized that this was truly a second chance in his life and how it really turned it around and how he started being thankful for even his current clients, for his new clients, grateful for his interns, grateful that the sun rises every morning, that he is given a new day because he came close to not being here. He came close to death. And he says that the power of gratitude, what gratitude does, it makes you satisfied with your current surroundings, keeping you connected with how all this came to you, but keeping you grounded in present moment and enjoying your life from where it is at without settling. And there is a difference between being satisfied and settling. And he says gratitude keeps you connected to the universal source that provides you with everything you need and helps you stay open to abundance. When you are settling for what you have in life, that indicates a scarcity or lack mentality. Because you're no longer believing in unlimited possibilities for yourself and the resources available to you. He says, gratitude, on the other hand, grows your abundance, that mentality that you need. Expressing appreciation for what you currently possess, no matter how small or simple, allows you to happily enjoy today And that is key. That is a critical to attracting that vision into your life. And it keeps you open to the benefits that you'll receive for the future. And he goes on to tell you that God never gives you a dream or an idea without giving us everything we need to realize it. See, your dreams, desires, ideas are there for you to use to harness the inner gifts, the talents, and assets that he has given you and that you have been born with. So that vision that you wrote down, that you created, God put that vision in you. So don't underestimate it. And then Marcus asks you to think about your gifts, your natural talents, and assets as gems. And those gems represent your self-confidence, a very necessary ingredient for releasing your inner success, that deep down authentic confidence that is going to allow you to see the progress you make and to feel good about yourself no matter what's going on around you. Gratitude isn't just about receiving material things. Showing gratitude by believing also in your natural talents and gifts. And you using your gifts builds your self-confidence, which is perhaps one of the most important qualities. Because self-confidence, those who use that self-confidence, sets them apart from those who don't live up to their potential. So that confidence is what is going to give you, you know, have you the potential that you're meant to be living here. You were born with confidence. It came with your self-worth. It goes with your self-love. Because when you come to this world, those gems start out rough and unpolished stones. And it's by using your talents, using your gifts, your abilities, your skills, is what polishes those stones and shapes them and so that they can shine forth. That was why it's important for you to separate those actions from who you really are, because you'll need those to polish those stones, and you can confidently polish them now and build up that self-confidence. And you can make mistakes while you're building those the skills and those assets that you need to help make that vision come true. And Marcus asks you some questions to kind of think about a little bit here. He says, are you grateful for the gifts that God gave you? And are you using those gifts he gave you? Another thing that we often dismiss our talent, our gifts and assets and stuff that we are given is by the way we accept compliments. So how are you accepting compliments? Are you downplaying those compliments? Or are you thanking somebody for complimenting you? So that's a signal to figure out how, you know, where is my beliefs about my confidence? Also, too, he wants you to start figuring out ways, maybe because you've dismissed your talents, you dismiss those gifts that you've been given, and you're not sure kind of how do I go about finding them. Here's five questions that he's going to give you to help you be able to identify them and reconnect with them. First, listen within. What is your inner voice telling you? So kind of listen within, and you'll get some guidance on that. Two is finding your passion. Kind of write out your ideal month or year. Now, I bet you the vision you wrote out has a lot of things that you're passionate about. So that right there is a big clue. How would you want to be spending your day? What are the things that you love doing? And those are the things that usually are passionate about. And often our businesses, the things that we want to do align with that passion. Listen outward. It's number three. Sometimes we take our talents for granted. So what do your children and others ask you to do? And they're usually asking you because you're good at doing them. Listen to the compliments that others gave you. It's why it's really important to not dismiss them or downplay them. And others, just ask others, what are you good at? Ask them. Because sometimes it is really hard to see the stuff within us. Number four is to reflect backwards. Think back to your childhood. And remember the simple things that made you incredibly happy. What made your heart dance and your eyes light up? What were those things you loved doing? And number five, okay, it's going to get you out of your comfort zone. Take a course to develop a skill. Do something scary. What is something that you've been wanting to do but have put it off because you've been afraid that, oh, I can't do that. And develop that skill and do it. And now, it's getting time for you to leave. The captain has come up to the shop. And you get up. And Marcus gives you a hug and says, you can do it. It's in you. Whispering that in your ear. And now you're back aboard. And you've kind of noticed a little pattern happening here. As you eagerly run down to your room. And you open up your treasure chest. And what do you see? Gems in there now. In fact, some of them are already polished and shining because you've been using them. And other ones, they are waiting for you to explore. And you open up your scroll and you see there's three more affirmations on there for you. I am willing to see my own magnificence. I think and speak positively, and I accept all parts of me. Okay? Now, I want you to open up your eyes, and now we're back here, and you're going to go ahead and fill out the sheets for the gratitude. You're going to write down some of the things that you're grateful for. And you're going to go ahead and start exploring, polishing and shaping those gemstones with those five questions. On our next journey, we're going to go into the final three steps of connecting into your magical essence here, getting that courage, because you're going to be expressing yourself. And you're going to connect with your future self. We're going to learn how to start stepping into faith and trust. And then by expressing that and putting the gold doubloons, the value that you bring in the world, and getting to bring in that, the money part into your life here. So we'll be wrapping up with those on our next session. So with this session, I want you to go ahead and do the assignments from here. Continue working on your weekly things that you're working on for your monthly, that you wrote out for your monthly agenda. And, of course, if you have any kind of questions, feel free to post them here in Facebook. And I will see you next week with our final lessons for this module.